Thousands of troops say they won't fight. By Anna Adelot, Gannett News Service, Saturday 05 August 2006. Swept up by a wave of patriotism after the US invasion of Iraq, Chris Magee joined the Marine Corps in November 2004. The newly married Magee thought a military career would allow him to continue his college education, help his country and set his life on the right path. Less than 2 years later, Magee became one of thousands of military deserters who have chosen a lifetime of exile or possible court-martial, rather than fight in Iraq or Afghanistan. "It wasn't something I did on the spur of the moment," said Magee, a native of Moyawhee. "It took me a long time to realize what was going on. The war is illegal." Magee said his disillusionment with the military began in boot camp in Twentynine Palms, California, where a superior officer joked about killing and mistreating Iraqis. When his unit was deployed to Iraq in March, Magee and his wife drove to Canada, joining a small group of deserters who are trying to win permission from the Canadian government to stay. "We're like a tight-knit family," Magee said. The Pentagon says deserters like Magee represent a tiny fraction of the nation's fighting forces. The vast majority of soldiers who desert do so for personal, family or financial problems, not for political or conscientious objective purposes, said Lieutenant Colonel Brian Hilferty, a spokesman for the Army. Since 2000, about 40,000 troops from all branches of the military have deserted, the Pentagon says. More than half served in the Army. But the Army says numbers have decreased each year since the United States began its war on terror in Afghanistan. Those who help war resisters say desertion is more prevalent than the military has admitted. They lied in Vietnam with the amount of opposition to the war, and they're lying now, said Eric Seitz, an attorney who represents Army Lieutenant Aaron Watarda, the first commissioned officer to refuse deployment to the war in Iraq. Watarda is under military custody in Fort Lewis, Wash, because he refused to join his striker brigade when it was sent to Iraq last month. Watarda said he doesn't object to war, but considers the conflict in Iraq illegal. The Army has turned down his request to resign, and plans to file charges against him. Critics of the Iraq War have demonstrated on the lieutenant's behalf. Conservative bloggers call him a traitor and opportunist. Joe Davis, spokesman for the Veterans of Foreign Wars, said deserters aren't traitors, because they've done nothing to help America's enemies. But he rejects arguments that deserters have a moral right to refuse to fight wars they consider unjust. "None of us can choose our wars. They're always a political decision," Davis said. "They're letting their buddies down and hurting morale, and morale is everything on the battlefront. Because today's military is an all-volunteer force, troops seeking objector status must convince superior officers they've had an honest change of heart about the morality of war. The last time the US military executed a deserter was World War II. But hundreds face court-martials and imprisonment every year. Members of the armed forces are considered absent without leave when they are unaccounted for. They become deserters after they've been AWOL for 30 days. A 2002 Army report says desertion is fairly constant, but tends to worsen during wartime, when there's an increased need for troops and enlistment standards are more lax. They also say deserters tend to be less educated, and more likely to have engaged in delinquent behavior than other troops. Army spokesman Hilferty said the Army doesn't try to find deserters. Instead, their names are given to civilian law enforcement officers who often nab them during routine traffic stops and turn them over to the military. Commanders then decide whether to rehabilitate or court-martial the alleged deserter. There's an incentive to rehabilitate because it costs the military an average of $38,000 to recruit and train a replacement. Jeffrey House, an attorney in Toronto who represents Magee and other deserters, said there are about 200 deserters living in Canada. They have decided not to seek refugee status, but instead are leading clandestine lives, he said. Like many of the people helping today's war resistors, House fled to Canada to avoid the Vietnam War. About 50,000 Americans sought legal residency in Canada during the Vietnam era. You would apply at the border, and if you didn't have a criminal record, you were in, House said. He said changes in Canadian law make it harder for resistors to flee north. Now, potential immigrants must apply for Canadian residency in their home countries. Resistors say that exposes them to ICE prosecution.